Now we're talking frogs. You've probably run into the odd native animal once in a while, but what about frogs? Well, did you know that there are 242 native species across Australia? And there are 34 living in Sydney. So you may have encountered one or two on a walk or in your garden, but you know what? Over the last few weeks, many have mysteriously been found sick, shriveled, or worst of all, dead. Dead across our eastern state. So what's happening? What's going on and what can be done? Well, to find out more, we're joined by Dr. Jodie Rowley, who's a frog biologist at the Australian Museum of University of New South Wales, and is also the lead scientist on the citizen science project Frog ID. Jodie, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm hanging in there. It's been a really sad few weeks with all these frogs being reported dying across particularly eastern Australia. So I'm a little bit depressed in lockdown and getting lots of reports of dead frogs. So yeah, not the greatest time.
I know. So what exactly is happening?
Well, we don't actually know. So we're getting a lot of reports, particularly of the good old green tree frogs, which just kind of make it into Sydney and around the outskirts, but certainly around Sydney, Perrin's tree frog seems to be pretty hard hit. Just turning up dead in people's sort of frog ponds, dead on people's doorsteps, and sort of a horrifying number of reports from across eastern Australia. We suspect, but we don't know, that it might be a type of fungus that's been impacting frogs for several decades. But why it's hitting frogs so hard this winter, we just don't know. So frogs do typically, if they're going to die, they kind of die in winter because their immune system really slows down. But we've never seen anything quite like this before.
How important are frogs to the ecosystem?
Frogs are hugely important. So even though each individual frog is kind of small and you might not think that it has a really important part to play, together frogs should really be super abundant in most healthy ecosystems, even, you know, in the outback. If you go there in a flood, you realise just how many frogs there are. And you've probably got them, even if you don't hear them calling in your backyard, they're probably bouncing through in spring in particular. So you probably do have frogs around and they eat a lot of invertebrates, including pest species. They are eaten by a lot of things, birds, mammals, reptiles. So when you lose frogs, then it has huge knock-on consequences. And of course, frogs also have tadpoles, which help keep our sort of waterways clean. They eat algae, they keep mozzie populations down. So we desperately do need our frogs. And when they start disappearing, you know, frogs are very sensitive. They're often called the kind of canary in the coal mine. We need to start paying attention.
Tell us a little bit about the Frog ID Citizen Science Project.
Well, it's an amazing project, and we developed it at the Australian Museum as kind of a response to the fact that frogs are so important and in so much trouble. You know, we've already lost at least four species of frog in Australia, and obviously they're in particular dire straits right now across eastern Australia. And one of the biggest sort of obstacles we face in conserving frogs is that we just don't know that much about them, so we needed everybody's help. So it's a free app for your phone, for your smartphone, Android or iOS, and you can download that. And whenever you hear frogs calling, so whether it's a striped marsh frog sort of going bok, bok, bok in your backyard or yep. any other kind of frog, then we get you to record that for as little as 20 seconds. Then that's uploaded to our central database. We identify it. So there's a team of experts, including myself, that will listen to every single recording, let you know what frog that is, and that forms a national database. And we're almost at 400,000 recordings of frogs across Australia, which is remarkable. And Frog ID will help us understand the impacts of this mortality event of frogs as well. So in spring, we want everyone to get their phones out and record what they hear. And we hope we're not greeted by silence after this horrible event.
Yeah. What can we do now to kind of address or help with the frog situation?
Well, if you've got frogs that you know live in your backyard, little places that they tend to hang out, a little bit of a welfare check. If you could go just see if they're still there, if they're looking okay, because alarmingly we're getting reports of people then going to their pond to check after hearing about this mortality event, and they've got a couple of frogs belly up in the pond or in the path or in the pipes that they tend to hang out in. So go check, please, or if you've seen any dead frogs around, and report it to us, because we want to understand where it is, what species it's affecting. And the Frog ID Project is coordinating all those responses. So we've got an email, calls, C-A-L-L-S, at frogid, frogid.net.au. And if you also search for sort of dying frogs, you'll probably come across articles that have that email address as well, which is called at frogid.net.au.
Yeah, perfect. And we will link all of, we'll link to the project as well on our show notes when we post the interview. One last question before I let you go. If you do come across a frog that you think is looking a little worse for wear, like, can you wash it in fresh water or should you just leave it? Like, is it best just to leave it?
It's hard to tell sometimes when a frog is just kind of chilling out or if it's not well. But if you could snap a photograph of it and send it into that same email, we'll get you in touch with a local vet. And, of course, if you find any sick wildlife, vets are sort of the way to go to get them treated. But send a photo first before you touch it. We'll let you know if it's looking a bit rough or not. And we'll be able to hopefully sort the frog out and get it the care it needs.
Dr. Jody, thank you so much for your time this morning. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much for getting the word out.